Kanye West.
Yeah, we completely forgot to talk about Kanye West.
We completely forgot. Yeah.
No, that might actually come to nothing. He's changed his album names before, and so like I think he changed his last album title like 15 times before actually settling.
Yeah, but I don't really pay attention except when he's on the news or in the mainstream non-music news. But we were talking about him, or I wanted to have talked about him just to connect the discussion about smugness and our choice of gadgets and things we buy and how we feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you are the Kanye West of this podcast.
I guess I'm the Kanye West of this podcast. I hope I'm not the Kanye West of too many other things.
Well, yeah, you're not the Kanye West of life.
Probably not.
That would be me. No.
No, but it would have been, and I do regret a little bit, in the point we made about sort of like narcissism of loving the sort of exclusive thing. It's a very Kanye West thing to do.
Yeah.
And so I remember that tweet when he, because I follow Kanye West, of course, and I remember the tweet he wrote about having his next album be called TurboGrafx-16, and I mean, that's a dumb name for an album, let me just say, because no one's going to get it, and when someone gets explained it to them, they're going to think, well, that's really stupid. That it, like the secret of it when it comes out is not awesome, so
yeah,
it's like, that's a bad name for a title, and I hope he changes it. But in the case he doesn't, then yes, we will have something in common.
Yes, exactly. Whoever does get it are the ones who will enjoy it the most. So you're the one, so like you.
Like me. Yeah.
And now, thanks to our show last week, me. So.
And I guess there were a few people after the show aired, there were a few people in my life who came forward and said, you know, dude, I totally had a TurboGrafx. And back when I said on the previous show that no one I knew actually had one, a few people have said, yes, no, I totally had one. To which I quickly replied, why have we not talked about this before? Because I'd never had conversations about the TurboGrafx with any of these people. So, and that includes Kanye West. Kanye West apparently was a TurboGrafx owner when that was a thing. And he even lists like games he liked and everything. It checks out. Story checks out. So... you know, I do have that in common with him, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, at least that. At nothing least. Else. Hopefully.
Well, I mean, you know, not hopefully. He's got some stuff that, you know, he's probably got a pretty good stereo.
Ah, so you're a fan.
I don't know. You know? Kanye West is one of those celebrities to me that's just sort of ubiquitous and you sort of can't get out of his air. Anyway, so yeah. You at least try to find the stuff that you don't hate, you know?
Yeah. I enjoy him as a celebrity more than as a musician, I think.
I think that's the point.
Yeah, he's such a pro wrestler, you know?
Yes. So part of me is like, well, of course people are like that. That's a normal way to be. Of course Donald Trump's running for president. Of course this makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously yeah. That would happen.
Why are you guys so surprised?
We're not at all.
Yeah, we're not.
We saw it coming.
So, today.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about RDO, right?
We're going to talk about RDO. This is one of the pillars. This is one of the tent poles of this show, I think. Because when I look back on the things that I've chosen poorly, but by the way, this is You Chose Poorly, a tech podcast about being wrong.
Yeah, we should say.
I'm Sawyer Paul, as always with my co-host, Mikey Lauren. We're going to talk about RDO today. And in the sort of list of things where I feel like I chose poorly, RDO is one of the big ones. Along with, you know, the third gen shuffle, the Zune, and, you know, just my general career choices. You know, I'm kidding. I am drinking for this show, by the way.
Drinking.
I want to clear that, because this one's still This one's still warm on the heart. It has not been dead all that long, and its absence has left a huge hole in my life. So let's start by talking about what the hell RDO is. And for people who are thinking, don't you mean radio? This is RDO without an A. It's RDIO, so you know it is millennial garbage. That is how you know what millennial garbage is. That's the giveaway.
That's the giveaway.
If
That kind of.
they're taking out vowels, that's a hint. RDO was a competitor to Spotify, to Pandora, to it wasn't a, it, it was never a competitor to Apple Music until the very end, I guess. But it was essentially a music service where you, it was a competitor to the Zune. It was essentially a music service where you gave them some money, and in return, they gave you all the music they had. And that's basically what a music subscription service is, right? You hand over a little bit of money a month, it becomes a utility fee in your life, and you get all the music, which is a huge paradigm shift over what we used to have, which was you either paid for each song or each album, and that was yours, or you stole each song or each album, and that was yours, and you had this collection that you needed to have space on your hard drive for, and you needed to sync with a cable, and before that there were, you know, physical media, and before that radio and all that stuff. The streaming service was a big shift in how people listen to music and stuff like that. And it still is. It's still big, and it's still kind of like, in my mind, the streaming music is now kind of the default. You know, that's like, well, that's how you listen to music in 2015, or in the late 20-aughts. You know, like certainly in the 2010s, in this decade, you listen to music through a streaming service. That's the default way. Every other way is in some way aberrant. So, RDO started in 2010, and it quickly became available in every country that it was going to be available in. That was, I think, its big strength, was that right out the gate it was available pretty much everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you that it wasn't available here.
Right. I was going to ask if it was available there. I guess the difference is, if it wasn't available there at the beginning, it was kind of never going to be available there. RDO did not have the big, like, roll out across years as Spotify did, where Spotify slowly crept across its available countries. RDO came out in 2010, and, like, by the end of 2010, I was using it. And I was giving it money, and I gave RDO money for on and off for a few months, but for pretty much 5 straight years.
So, 2010 was when it launched, and then so almost immediately you subscribed, right?
Almost as soon as I could. I don't actually remember, like, the month I started subscribing. I guess I could go into, like, my bill and find when I started paying for them, but, like, I want to say it was sometime in 2010.
And what were the other services offered at the time that you could have chosen from?
My options in Canada, and I want to be clear to our listeners that I'm sure other countries had way more options, but in Canada, I believe my only options were the Zune Pass, which was even at that point a dicey Canadian proposition. I needed a U.S. Microsoft account in order to subscribe to the Zune Pass. There were, you know, workarounds, that kind of thing. I believe Pandora had something, but it was different in Canada than it was in the States. And that's it. So no
That's
one
it then.
big, no, definitely no Apple, definitely no Spotify. Spotify would not come to Canada until September 2014.
Wow. That's not
Late.
that much. That's not much longer than ours.
Right. Late.
Than when it came out here, yeah.
So RDO had a huge head start on Spotify in Canada.
Oh, well, no wonder then.
In a way, sure.
Yeah.
And weird thing is I've been talking to people this week about RDO because I know people, unlike the TurboGrafx, I know people in real life who used RDO and paid for RDO, including my wife. She had an account for many years as well. She loved the service. Some people who I work with who used the service who were very sad to see it go. They all still miss it. Even people who only got to use it for a couple weeks were like, "Ah, oh, that was the good one. That was the one that felt like it got it right." There was just kind of something about the software, the way it was arranged, like the way you used it, that felt really good in a way that the other ones to this day don't.
Was it because it was the first streaming service you used, where there was a big paradigm shift for you as a music listener, or was it, or is it in and of itself superior to others, do you think?
I think, well, that really depends on the device I was using at the time for like what was good or not. But the thing that got me about RDO was that this is gonna sound super nerdy, but this is a nerdy tech kind of podcast. It had a workflow that felt right. So if you've used iTunes at all for any number of years, you know that there's like a workflow to iTunes. You somehow get music into iTunes, you have to organize it in some way, you have to fiddle with podcasts, or sorry, not pocket playlists, and you have to sync it to a device, and then at some point in time, the information from your listening habits can inform more stuff in iTunes that you can then further tinker with. That's the workflow of iTunes, right?
Right.
The workflow of RDO was that you went in and you saw a few options. One of them was new releases. Let's go super basic. New releases. What's out this week? And it would show you a cascading reverse chronological list of albums and singles that had just come out, and like were brand new available to the service. And you would just like tap on one of them and it would just start playing the album. What you could then do is save that album to your collection, or you could add the album or any number of songs to a playlist. That's super basic. That's all the services do that. Basic stuff. Everybody expects all of them to do that without even thinking, right? The next thing that you would do is leave reviews or comments on either the album or the individual songs. And what would happen with that is your username is now attached as a tag to that song or album.
For everyone to see.
Well, you get to set a preference. You can have your comments be private, so only you see them, or you can have them be public, so everybody can see them. And that, to me, was a major differentiator. And those names, by the way, are hyperlinked. So you like tap or you click on someone's username who's left a review that you like, whose taste you agree with, and it sends you to their profile. And on their profile, it shows you all of their public playlists, all of the albums they've saved, and all the reviews they've left. Now we're starting to see, like, well, this is a social network now, right? This isn't just like a music listening service. This is now a social network. This sounds like Facebook.
And it doesn't sound like it's just a tacked on social media feature on a music device, a music service. It sounds like it's really the point of it.
It was for me because what I ended up doing was finding people with whose taste I agreed with or was interested in, and I follow those people. And now what happens when you follow those people, you get a feed of their stuff in the app. And so when they leave a review, when they add an album, when they any activity they do in RDO, you see in your feed. And that was my favorite feed on the internet. I liked that feed
Ah.
more than Twitter. I liked that feed way more than Facebook. Way more than YouTube. That was my favorite feed to scroll through. So you find a group of people with whose taste you like in the specific nerdy, expensive website. And
Yeah.
that informs and enriches your musical life. And that's what I loved about it. Oh.
I see that. I see it then. I wish I got to try it.
I know. This is what super sucks about a site that's dead is that you can't even go on eBay and go buy an old crappy one. You want to go buy a Zune today, you can get one.
Yeah. Or a Shuffle. Or a Shuffle.
You can get that thing. And it'll work, you know? But you're going to listen to this podcast, or someone's going to listen to this podcast and go, I want to try that out just to see what they're talking about. Gone. Now, there's videos on YouTube of this kind of thing working. People, there's some archival footage of it. In our show notes for this episode, which you can find at youchosepoorlypodcast.tumblr.com, you go to episode 6, you will see links to various stories about RDO, you know? But it was really nice and gorgeous. It was a gorgeous website. It was like, it was just clean and minimal, and it had all that flat design stuff that would become de rigueur a few years later. I know I said that terribly wrong, but I'm from Alberta, so.
And you're drinking, so that's fine.
That's right. I'm sad about this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when did it become official for you that RDO was your favorite thing?
Pretty soon, because I fell in love with the site really early. And like, it was one of those things where it was $10 a month. And it was $10 a month that you had to think about every month, right? Because I had a couple of subscription services. Like, I think I paid for Flickr every year, but not too many others, you know? That was the big one. I was paying $120 a year for this thing. So that's money. That's something you got to think about. And so I had better love it, right? That's, if you're going to spend that kind of money on something, you better really like it. You better at least Netflix love it, you know? Like, that's more expensive than Netflix.
It is.
Yeah.
That's probably why it never came out here. I don't think it would have survived charge. I don't think anyone would have paid $10 here for a music service.
Right.
Because everything's cheaper here when it comes to subscription services. It's just like $3 or $4 cheaper.
Right.
And for Netflix, for Apple Music, for Spotify, Spotify charges, what, $2.50 or $3, I think, a month.
Uh-huh.
Having subscribed to other services in the past, I can tell you that when it comes out in the Philippines and for it to be so much cheaper, it's such a relief. It's such happy news for us. I don't think anyone would have subscribed or paid $10 a month here for RDO, and that sucks. I'll tell you, our music streaming services situation here is only better now, and it's only because of Spotify. But in the past, when Pandora came out and RDO came out, and Spotify became very popular, we had none of those. One time I think I was driving. Don't do this, but I was driving and I just thought, I'm tired of my music. I want to listen to new music. And I want to see if we finally have Pandora, because everyone at the time was talking about Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled over and I looked for Pandora, the app, and I found it on the App Store. So I downloaded it and then I went about my way waiting for it to finish. When it finished downloading, I was driving. I was on a highway, I think. I tapped on the Pandora icon and I was so confused because I had no idea what it was. It turns out the Pandora app I got was the Pandora Jewelry Shop Store app. And I was on the road and I was like, what? Huh? And I spent more time looking at my phone than driving, which was not a good idea.
I don't blame you, though, because you're thinking, what, this bracelet plays music somehow?
Something about diamonds or what?
I got to collect them all? What?
So, no, it did not work. After that, all we had was an app called 8-Trax. You ever heard of 8-Trax?
I have heard of 8-Trax. 8-Trax is one of the... A-Trax is still around. A-Trax, I think it's still around. I think A-Trax is, because we talk about the major leagues for streaming services, but there's also the minor leagues. There's Deezer and a couple of other, like, there is a site, and it's a really, really great site. And this is what I use to export my RDO stuff. It's called Soundiz with two I's, Soundiiz. It's a, again, it's a terrible millennial garbage name for a website. If you see extra vowels, also millennial garbage, I just want to say. But what
it sounds does, like a future You Chose Poorly episode.
It totally is. But it's this is the kind of service that's really valuable. So what they do is you log in with two or more music streaming services. This sounds so ridiculous. But if you have if you're like trying to move, if you're like, I hate Spotify, I'm gonna go over to Google Music, or I hate Deezer and I'm gonna go over to YouTube or SoundCloud or hell, Napster or whatever, Groove Music, you can sign in to two or more services and just move playlists around.
You have to do it manually. It's not an automatic thing.
You have to do it manually. You have to go, I want this playlist from here, and you drag it over there. And it works. It works really, really well. And it's free. And it's totally a site that I would recommend people use. I don't really know what they're doing with your information. I'm assuming they're selling it, you know, whatever. But if you want your stuff from one service to be on some other service, that seems to be the best way to do it right now.
And it works with Apple Music also?
It works with Apple Music through iTunes. So you can, if you're in there and you have like a Spotify playlist, you can export the Spotify playlist as a file that iTunes will read. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So if you have Apple Music, it'll read the file and make the playlist for you. And vice versa. If you want to leave Apple Music and go to Spotify, same thing.
So RDO died like last year, right?
RDO died November 2015 with a quick blog post out of nowhere. It was weird because we hadn't really heard from the company in a few months. And RDO was usually pretty good about the blog updates and the Twitter updates. And they had people who were doing that. And it made the company feel personable. Like, it made you feel like you could talk to them. Like, their support forums were pretty good. And they would have a new blog post out every other day or so with new music to talk about and exclusive playlists and stuff like that. That's another sad thing that just disappeared, is like RDO, much like Spotify or Apple Music, had their own exclusive recordings of certain albums, the RDO sessions, where a band would come in and they would do like an acoustic set or something like that, and that would be exclusive to them, and all that's just gone. Or supposedly, I guess, Rhapsody would have it, because they're who bought them.
Oh, so it was purchased. I wasn't even paying attention to RDO.
It wasn't really purchased. Like, RDO legit went out of business, filed for bankruptcy. They were not acquired or anything. But I believe Rhapsody, or was it Pandora? I honestly don't remember.
I think it might be Pandora.
Was it Pandora? I think it was Pandora, who just, like, bought the remains of it. So I don't know what they bought of it, you know?
Yeah, what's happening to Pandora now? Is anyone even talking about them or still using them?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, well, they're a minor league player, I guess, but like at this point, are you going to trust them with your stuff? I don't know. Pandora kind of had its time, and it's still around, but it kind of feels like a Napster. Like, you wouldn't go sign up for a Napster account today, would you, even though they're still around?
Right.
Seems weird, you know?
Yeah. So it died last year. It sounds like this is the sort of thing where you chose poorly, meaning you chose you gambled poorly, you know, you chose the one that wouldn't survive rather than it was actually a poor choice.
That's sort of the weird thing about like music streaming services, is that you got to pick a team. It's not like, and you had to pick a team at the right time, because Apple Music just came out, you know, like it's a year old now roughly, but like, that's not long in the lifespan of a service. Spotify has been around for a long time, but only in certain countries, you know? Yeah. So if it's September 2014 and Spotify shows up in Canada, well, then I guess, yeah, Spotify's the right choice then. But, like, what were you supposed to do before then? And so Apple Music shows up 8 months later, and I guess maybe that's the right choice, but what were you supposed to do before then? And what are you supposed to do now that Apple has gone and deleted all of your DRM-free songs and replaced them with Apple Music versions.
Yeah.
You know, like there's, I don't know what the right choice is in this field. It's not clear to me what the right path would have been. You know, if it's 2010, what do? Do you go with Zune? I mean, I did some months. I tooled around with the Zune Pass sometimes. It would never felt totally right to me the way it worked, but I used it sometimes. But like RDO felt right. And when it's unclear, like market force wise, who's winning, like none of us had any idea, I think, who was more popular for a long time. The numbers came out eventually that Spotify was just crushing it, and RDO had, like, I don't know, 1% of the market, yeah. Something like that. But, like, for a long time, it was really unclear. I don't know what, like, I guess it depends when in the history you're at. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think I was going to say how unfortunate it is that the market determines what the right choice is rather than the products themselves. I think this is why I've gained an appreciation for Apple. I told myself I'm going to try not to talk about Apple this episode, but
this one's inevitable because I think as soon as Apple Music came out, it was like,
yeah.
Oh, that just pushed RDO to like fourth, and I don't know if there's room.
Yeah. Yeah. But and you're right. But in terms of, I thought we'd be talking about Apple Music, and I have very little to praise about Apple Music. But thinking about the industry with Apple, they're almost—I mean, they're not completely—but they're almost impervious to the market. They can do pretty much whatever they want, and they don't have to profit from the thing they're doing to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is because of the market in that sense. They don't have to have the best product. They can just be Apple, and they can suck at it and not make money from it, and they won't die. Whereas RDO, or let's say an equivalent in the wearables, like the Pebble,
yeah.
Like Pebble, you know, Pebble is at risk of dying every quarter, you know.
Pebble is perfect as an analogy, yeah, because Pebble is totally the RDO of like the watch
right?
world. Yes.
Right. They do so many things right. They do so many things better than the big players would.
Mm-hmm.
But you worry. It's hard to recommend because you worry that they won't be supported after 6 months or so. So with RDO, I feel or with music services, you can't recommend anymore. Having seen what happens to all these companies,
mm-hmm.
to all these startups, you can't recommend. You don't necessarily have to recommend the best. Or it being the best product is no longer the primary variable,
yeah.
In terms of what to recommend or what to use, and that sucks. I think that's the tragic thing about this industry that we're such a fan of.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's Apple fans have it a little easier because they're not going to lose money anytime soon, and even if they do, it's going to be a long time before they disappear. But
maybe, but like, what if you're you're a Mac Pro purchaser?
Well,
you
know, yes.
Do you feel like maybe you chose poorly there?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But there's easy consolations for those. I mean, if my iPad Pro all of a sudden, if I start regretting my iPad Pro,
mm-hmm.
all I'll have to do is have more money, you know.
Exactly.
You know, Apple doesn't have to do anything. They can just quit the iPad Pro business, and I'd feel bad. And then, well, there's the Mini, there's the Air, there's always the Mac, you know. But then, if you're for a service like, or even again like Pebble, for a Pebble, what do? You just completely have to leave it once it's dead. And for RDO, I guess I'm gonna get to that later with you. For RDO, The hook wasn't so much the music itself, because the music itself could be found in almost any other service,
mm-hmm.
right? So the thing that the hook for you was that it was your favorite internet thing to do, you know, for a person.
Partially, yeah, but it was also my favorite of the lot. And like even in 2015, like fall 2015, before RDO died, like let's say September 2015, I haven't heard anything regarding RDO's death at that point in time. That's still the one I was recommending to people. On an even playing ground with Apple Music and Spotify, I was still recommending RDO to people.
And you had no idea about the business and any of those things?
Not really. I mean, I guess my ear just wasn't to the ground on that one. But like there were people who I like there were people in my office who still kind of cursing me a little bit right now because I was like, you've got to get on this RDO thing. And they got on and they liked it, and then it shut down like a month later. And they're like, dude, come on.
And they blame you. That's it.
I think that's when my kind of curse became super apparent.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. That was the next thing.
Was like, oh, something's happening here. That's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, and that was September, right before they died.
Yeah, so that was like, that was a crystallization moment for me, where it's like, oh no, maybe there's something bigger happening here. Maybe it's me.
I think it's so sad that I mean, hindsight being 2020, if you knew, if your ear was to the ground and you knew that you were doing well, you would be less likely to recommend them simply because they might die. And I just wanted to point out the tragedy of that because it sounds like the superior product. I wouldn't know, but I believe you generally. Well, no, not all the time,
No.
but no, but it sounds like it was a superior product and that it wouldn't have been recommended knowing the market. It's just the suckiest thing.
Yeah. I'll say this.
Yeah.
I still find, I mean, I'll go into Spotify right now, and I'll say right now, 6 months after RDO's death, I still don't pay for a music service. I use Google Music. Oh, and that was the other big monster was Google Music, right? I use Google Music, I use Spotify, I use iTunes, like not Apple Music, but iTunes. I'm kind of scattered at the moment. Like I feel like I was on one good ship and then it sank and now I'm scattered amongst splintered things. And I hate parts of all of them. And that's what's stopping me from like kind of like getting on shore with any of them is because there's parts of Spotify that I just can't stand and parts of Google Music that I think is like horribly designed and parts of Apple Music that is well documented, like huge problems there. Like why, like if you send a message to somebody on Spotify, why doesn't that sync between devices at all? Like they get it on one device but not on others. It's insane to me. Like why is there any difference between the Spotify web app and the Spotify desktop app? Like why are those two completely different things? Like that's crazy.
It is. There are many things to complain about. I think that just for, so you use Google Play, you use Spotify, Apple Music. So let's say right now, like right after this, you want to listen to music. What's the first thing you're gonna do?
It kind of depends on how good my internet access is.
Oh, man.
Cuz like if I'm planning on going into the subway or if I'm planning on like hanging out in my bedroom where the Wi-Fi isn't as good, I'm using like my iPod Touch and my local songs. Because if you don't pay for a service like Spotify, if you don't give Spotify money, you can't download songs offline. And so the second you get to a place where the Wi-Fi or the LTE is spotty, it's like, well, I guess you don't get to listen to this. Which is fine, I get the business model, but like there's that. If I'm looking for new music or if I'm like playing music off the internet that I already know that I like, I tend to go to Spotify. If I just want to put on like a playlist for like 3 hours and not touch music, I go to Google Music for that. Because I find that they're like, just hit play on a certain genre and leave it alone for a while. I find they're a lot better at that. But RDO was good at all of it. Okay, one last feature of RDO. They had, when you clicked on an artist or a playlist and you hit like start a radio station based off this, you would get three options. You would get only play songs like that are by this artist or in this genre, and then you would get a hey, let's go a little bit further out from that, and then a oh, let's go crazy option, but inside that radio station, which
And it was
is,
based
and it was
it's
based on that
sorry.
algorithm, yeah.
Yeah, so it's algorithmic.
Yes.
RDO. Was there any human aspect to it?
There were human design playlists because you would follow people who would make playlists.
Ah, yes. I mean, yeah, but not from RDO themselves, right?
Yes, RDO themselves also created playlists.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. like I still miss this one like guy who did a jazz playlist every week. Like he would just the same playlist, he would just replace the 10 songs that he had in that playlist once a week, and he would just have 10 new jazz songs in that playlist once a week. And so every Sunday I would hit play on that jazz playlist, and it would be incredible because this guy was just fantastic at it. There was one girl who I followed who would make like a 100-song playlist about once a month. That was amazing. Like some of the best stuff I've ever heard, and stuff I would have never unearthed on my own. That, like, I miss that.
I feel such sympathy for you right now.
It's okay. It sucks. It's one of those things, right? It's the internet, right? The things flame out. You know, the problem with that is that I have no idea where that girl is now. What she's doing with her musical thing. Like if she found somewhere, or the jazz guy. I don't know if he was just like, well, hanging up my jazz boots.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But it's I think of all the episodes we've done, not that we haven't done very many, but this is the most this sucks kind of episode that we have.
Well, because this is the first one about software. Because software just goes poof.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And even if other things offer similar things, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
So I was gonna, if anyone asks what would you recommend, what would you say?
Oh, I have no idea right now. That's what's kind of killing me is like, I don't know what to tell people and I don't know what to do myself. What do you do?
And this is because there's nothing you can recommend, or is it like a fear of having a curse?
Partially that. I partially think like, well, the next thing I recommend is gonna die, so I'm careful.
Yeah.
But also, to me, I don't think there's a clear route. Like, what if you're an Android? Are you honestly thinking of Apple Music as a solution if you're like an Android user? I know they have an app, but is that even at all compelling on that side?
It's the lowest rated app on the store.
Right? Oh my god.
Just out of spite, like immediately.
I'm going to put that in the show notes. Apple Music in the Google Play Store. I don't know. I mean, what do you use right now?
I use I was going to get to that. I use Spotify.
Okay.
I came from Apple Music because I wanted to give it a shot. And the first 3 months were free, right? This was last June. And it did not work very well for me. So I attributed it to, you know, getting the kinks out, being a first release, whatever, and went back to Spotify. But this year I decided to try Apple Music again. And it just did not work for me. It just simply did not work. I'm on the way, on the road, I full LTE signal, full everything. I can download everything else, stream everything else, but Apple Music would not work. And my free account on Spotify would work instantly. It just made no sense to me. So I just went back to premium, Spotify premium.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, nothing happened to my music. It replaced some of my songs, but it gave me the better version, so I have very little to complain about. But if you ask me what I would recommend, it's not standardized yet, I think, internet service across the world.
Sorry, when you say you got the better version, did you get the DRM-free versions or the DRM'd versions that Apple Music gives you?
I think I have the equivalent of the iTunes DRM versions.
Oh, okay. So if you were to stop paying for Apple Music, would those songs stop working?
I did stop paying for Apple Music, and the songs still work.
Oh, so they're DRM free then?
I don't think they're completely DRM free because if it was from iTunes Match, it would be DRM free. But Apple Music, I heard, I can't confirm yet, but I heard has limited DRM. So something like I can't move it over to an Android device or something, you know?
Right. That's sort of the quickest way of seeing if it works is like you go to the Finder and you copy the song and you put it on your Dropbox and you try to open it up on your computer at work.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you tell if you have it or not.
Yeah, I should confirm for follow up next week.
Okay.
I'll check.
And I will say I do pay for iTunes Match. I think iTunes Match is the best money you can ever send to Apple ever.
Really? But I heard so much bad about it too.
Well, we can talk about iTunes Match on another show, but to me it's just a happily paid bill every year.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been playing with it for years now. I don't know how I can justify it now, but yeah, given that everything switched over to streaming. No, but right. Anyway, so I was saying the internet service across the world is not standard yet. Or at least, I don't know, it might just be the Philippines, who knows. But I'll tell you that here, it's not because of the quality of the software, because the Spotify app isn't nice. although
it's,
the Apple
it's
Music
not just
app,
me,
I can't
right?
say that
It's not
more.
Just me, right? The Spotify app is kind of junk.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's mm-hmm. black and whatever. I don't get it. It's not a thing I imagine. I mean, in my mind's eye, I don't see it when I think of, I want to listen to music today.
Right.
You know? Apple Music is more like that, except it's a mess. It's such a mess of an app on the phone. It's mm-hmm. such a mess of an app. iTunes is already a mess of an app. So on that standard, I can't recommend that either. But I simply won't recommend it at all, given that it's not optimized for crappy internet. Mm-hmm. And much of the world still has crappy internet.
Yeah.
I think.
No, you're right.
Yeah. And yeah. So that's the I mean, I think Canada has it better. You guys have it better, right?
We have it okay, but we are ranked one of the lowest countries in terms of like first world countries and internet speed.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Like we just got rid of our 3-year phone contracts. Like we're not that advanced here when it comes to telecom.
Yeah, you keep reminding me. That's true.
We're the we're the BlackBerry country. So, you know.
Yeah, that's you guys.
And again, I will say, you chose poorly, BlackBerry people, not my fault. Never owned one. Just want to reiterate.
Yeah. Canada and the Philippines might be our fault. We chose our countries poorly.
We did.
Much as we love them. Chose
poorly. Can we do an episode one day about like who we voted for wrong?
I can tell you about who other people voted for wrong.
Of course you can. You have a Twitter account, so of course you can.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I'm just saying, if you have a Twitter account, at some point in time you will bitch about politics. That's just what happens. All right, Mikey, I'm going to wrap this up. Again, you can find us at youchosepoorlypodcast.tumblr.com. And you can find us on Mixcloud and SoundCloud, the iTunes podcast app and store, yada yada. Please rate us, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice if they just added like a button for rating in the phone app and that was the only thing they changed?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice if people rate us?
Yeah. All right, man. I will see you next week with a whole new topic. Cheers. All
right. Enjoy.